Owen Anderson, who is the founder of the upcoming Lansing Marathon. Dr. Anderson, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Why in the world would you try to put together something like this? Tell me about the process of your getting your idea from paper, from dream, to a reality.
Well, you know, as you know, Lansing has never had a marathon, and a marathon is really a signature event for a city. It's more than just a foot race. It's a booster of economic activity, promotes better health and fitness by people in the community. And so I just began thinking last year that it's something that Lansing could really benefit from. I've got a long background in running, mainly as an exercise physiologist, coach, a book writer, and so on. But I just thought, what can I do for the community? And the marathon's really the signature event. Brings the city together, and it's really good for the city overall. Every dollar of registration for a marathon produces about $10 of economic activity. And a marathon in a city the size of Lansing produces health care cost savings of about $700,000. So I just thought it'd be an exciting event. It would bring the city together and would be a really good thing for the whole area. Fortunately, I got great backing from the city. Mayor Bernero has been a huge supporter of the event. And so it's been a really challenging but exciting process.
All right. The Lansing Marathon is scheduled for April 22nd. Before we talk more about the specifics of that, you were rolling right along, and then you had some challenges. Tell us about those challenges and what you did to overcome them.
Well, you know, the challenges were pretty usual for a first-year event. Every major undertaking, whether it's in sports or business, had some challenges during the first year, and we did have a few. One was with the course. We've been tweaking the course, improving it gradually as we've moved along. We've had great support from the city of Lansing, helping us with traffic control. Lansing Police Department's coordinating traffic control. So that's been just a gradual process, and we've tried to produce a course that's flat, fast, scenic, and really good for the runners and also safe for the runners. And we've managed to do that now.
Now, I know that you were hoping to get 10,000 runners. It looks like you're going to get 2,000. What happened?
Well, you know, I'm one of those guys who is simply overly ambitious and, you know, always optimistic and just, you know, should have set my sights at a more reasonable level. We will get 10,000 eventually, but a first-year event, you know, if we have the projected 2,000 out on Sunday, April 22nd, we'll be doing really well.
Now, you had the dream of raising more than $1 million for local charities, and it looks like that's not going to happen. The event's not even going to make money, but you're still going to move forward.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we've had some growing pains. We do have some fantastic charity partners. We will eventually hit that charity goal, but we just had to work things out and develop a good plan for raising money for great charities. You know, the Lansing Marathon is a foot race, but it's all about kids as well. We have a program for kids at Bingham Elementary School. A lot of our charities support children's causes. And, again, it's just a learning process for us in getting the charities on the same page and creating a mechanism by which they can raise a lot of money.
I know that there were some folks who were trying to get registered and there were some computer glitches, but you've cleared those up.
Yes, we have. Fortunately, we've cleared up the problems with our database and everything's moving forward. Again, it's just one of those things that happen in a first year event and we learn from them and move on so that in the future everything will be trouble free.
Now, I know that you've changed the route. You just mentioned that earlier. You know, without going block by block, tell us, you know, in a nutshell, the route for the 26.2-mile race.
Sure, Tony. I think it's a really great route. It begins downtown. It's a big loop. It begins and ends downtown. Starts in front of the Accident Fund building on Grand Avenue downtown. Then goes down to Michigan and heads east on Michigan all the way into East Lansing. Goes past the Breslin Center, loops back into Lansing, and goes down Aurelius to Mount Hope. Then in Mount Hope, it heads all the way east over through East Lansing, goes down to Bennett Road into Meridian Township, way down to Willoughby and College, and then finally comes back to Lansing on College, heads west on Forest, back to Aurelius, Mount Hope, Pennsylvania, back into downtown Lansing, and then we have a great finish right in front of the state capitol.
All right.
26.2.
And before I let you go, one of the things that you think that you've done to help you in the process of getting past those challenges is you brought Bill Ewing on board. Tell us about that.
Yep, Bill has been fantastic. He's operations director for the Detroit Marathon. He brings a world of experience, and he's really our nuts and bolts guy who can do everything related to the logistics of the course. So he's been absolutely terrific, and Pam Jodway also has done a fantastic job of marketing the event and carrying out our public relations. So we really have we've been blessed with a terrific team.
The first ever Lansing Marathon will be held April 22nd. We've been talking with Dr. Owen Anderson, who is the founder and organizer. Dr. Owen, hold on the line. I've got a question to ask you offline. We appreciate your time, sir. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.